300 metres to go. A length and a half in front of Alligator Blood, who's getting into the clear. They were followed by Nugget. And to the outside, Mr. Brightside. Alligator Blood moves up and takes the lead, but Mr. Brightside's challenging. Mr. Brightside up to Alligator Blood. Cascadian late. Mr. Brightside in front. And Mr. Brightside has won the mile from Cascadian, the inevitable. Fourth Alligator Blood from Nugget.
Blake obviously weaved a bit of magic and got his way through, and I thought, oh, might be all over from there, but my eyes, geez, when he cornered, I knew he was in for the fight, and he was too strong today.
Luke Curry, all the way back from Hong Kong for the rider, Mr. Brightside, for the All Star Mile at Moonee Valley on Saturday. Got the chocolates, and the awesome autumn continued for the Hayes Camp up there at Urawa. Boy, are they having a time of it. Matty Stewart is our racing editor on RSN. He joins us on the line after a big weekend of racing. Matthew, good morning.
Morning, Daniel.
Those boys up there at Urawa are going well, aren't they?
They are, and the lucky charm aspect of our studio OB guests continued. We had JD at the Harp of Erin for a good hour on Saturday, and he was fantastic. And as soon as he walked in, he goes, oh, this place rings a bell. Oh, that's right. It was part of a pub crawl when he was at Deakin Uni. Suddenly remembered it. So they are flying. I mean, it goes against, you know, I mean, I was one of the naysayers when they got landed with the keys to the kingdom a few years ago. And I honestly thought that they would struggle, but they have done an amazing job. And Mr. Brightside's been just a gift, really, for, you know, to launch their solo careers. So, yeah, amazing. The little Tassie horse was just gorgeous, wasn't he? The Inevitable. He ran an amazing race. We had a beautiful lunch on Friday at the Emerald for some listeners who, well, you know, got a question right, basically, good answers to questions, and we chatted at lunch. Andy Lewis did at the Emerald, and he ran a great horse, the Inevitable, and everyone was very proud of him as well. So, no, it was a good result all round.
What did you make of Alligator Blood, who was the big fancy there on Saturday? Finished in fourth position, just tailed off, couldn't quite get there?
Tough, you know, tough on pace. That's typical Alligator Blood. On Thunderstruck was poor again. I think he put up with an issue, heat stress. So he just become a bit of a tricky one on Thunderstruck. So, yeah, there was some ticks and crosses. Alan Kerr, the flash import, was terrible. Laws of Indices was a poor ride for Machine Murphy. So every horse had their story in the race, but I think the winner and certainly the third horse, the Blood, was good. There was a few ticks and a few crosses.
That was at Moonee Valley for the All-Star Mile Day. Then, of course, up at Rose Hill, we had Golden Slipper Day. And what about the win of Shinzo, who happens to be, clearly now, one of the most valuable horses on the planet by Schnitzel out of two-time Group 1 winner Summer Ready. For Coolmore, he'd be worth a fortune, this colt, wouldn't he?
Yeah, well, I can't imagine. Yeah, you know, it's like 30 minutes.
I'd like one of them.
Sorry?
I'd like one of them.
Yeah, so we all would. Chris Waller, I mean, it was the race he hadn't won. Yeah, about time he won it, so he did. You know, that's how Waller operates in that sort of shock and awe sort of way that he operates. So, it was a terrific, terrific slipper. Sydney Racing was fantastic. Yeah, there were some highlights. Animo was just massive after having absolutely no luck. Cool ride by James McDonald. Yeah, and then another fall. So,
Yes, what would you make of all that? Because there's been a bit of social media feedback on that.
Ben Bellum sent out an amazingly well-articulated tweet afterwards, after T.O. Nugent went down, and he sent me another long text, and just basically, I think he's lit a bit of a fuse here about the circumstances that may have an impact on why we've had such a spate of falls lately. And Mellon touched on fatigue and over-racing and too much product and product above jockey welfare and so on. So he lit the fuse for a significant discussion. There was certainly a lot of feedback on social media to his discussion, and he's put it back on the industry. He said, look, there's one of the reasons why these things may be happening is because the jockeys are run ragged, they're fatigued, they're not making the right split-second decisions. His partner, Jamie Carr, his best mate, Ethan Brown, so it's a bit sensitive to Ben Mellum, but this is now a it's in the public domain. It's back on the industry. They've been challenged by one of their own and others in the industry, and I think this is now has to lead to a bit of introspection from the industry, some thorough investigating of the causes of these falls, and whether or not we are asking too much of our most vulnerable competitors, and that's the jockeys. So whether the answers are obvious or not, but at the very least, he's thrown a grenade at the industry to say, have a look at what you're putting, the show you're putting on and the pressure you're putting on us, and whether that's a factor in these falls. So it's going to be a fascinating response from the racing industry now.
And a conversation that we fleshed out a bit more on Racing Pulse this morning from 8:30. Thank you, Matthew.
Thank you, mate.
Always a pleasure, Matty Stewart, RSN Racing Editor.